Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.
I'd like to reference the handwriting on the wall by Dr. David Jeremiah. I'm just going to read this as this gives us a great example of Nazi Germany. In the late 1930s, it was written, "One cannot be a good German and at the same time deny God. But an avowal of faith in the eternal Germany is an avowal of faith in the eternal God. Whoever serves Adolf Hitler serves Germany, and whoever serves Germany serves God." Later on in 1942, this was written. There's a lot of talk in Germany about Hitler's messianic characteristics. The thesis that Hitler is a miraculous being sent by a supreme power and that he is capable of mystic communion with the German masses is gaining greater currency. Consequently, the attack on Christian religion becomes more severe. In Germany, no attempt is made to stamp out the faith in the supernatural. The policy is more blasphemous. It is to replace Christ. Religion is now counterfeited rather than dismissed. This extraordinary tendency is perhaps without parallel during the last 2,000 years. The Nazis are trying to create an anti-type of Christianity. They have made their leader their God. We know that is historically true, as we can verify that in history. Nebuchadnezzar was trying to unify the people around his image. When the mass of humanity was gathered on the plain of Dura, shading their eyes from the reflection of the beating desert sun on the golden image, the king gave orders to his professional preacher, a herald with a loud voice. As all false gods have their own pulpiteers, the king had this man who told the crowd what he was paid to say. He announced that when the orchestra played, everyone had to hit the ground. Worship or burn were the only options.
Autocrats have often merged religion and politics as a means of unifying and gaining absolute power over the lives of people. This was the case with Nebuchadnezzar, Hitler, and other tyrants throughout history who have abused their power to oppress the people of God, thinking of themselves as some kind of deity. Dr. Davis continues her thoughts on Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the day Nebuchadnezzar saw Jesus in the fire.
This is an example of Nebuchadnezzar establishing religion. Although it pales in comparison to God, it is a false religion, but he is establishing his own religion within Babylon in order to unify the nation in which he would have more submission and control over them. This is the epitome of an egotistical ruler, similar to Hitler. Let's move on to verses 8 through 15. "Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image in which you have set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, asking them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?"
Adolf Hitler was a master of using politics and religion to unite the people of Germany during the 30s and 40s. He was a type of Antichrist and a foreshadow of the one to come who will do all in his power to eradicate the tribulation saints and the Jews, establishing himself as the one true God. But his mission will fail because Jesus, the Messiah, will return in all his glory to rule the nations and establish peace for 1,000 years. While trouble is ahead, everlasting peace is on the horizon. Please join Dr. Davis and Truth Matters for our next broadcast and our journey through the book of Daniel. If you would like to contact Truth Matters, you can reach us by emailing Dr. Davis at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or write her at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28348, or visit our website at ProjectTruthMatters.com. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of the Truth Project.